From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. The Missouri House Speaker says most Republicans in his chamber have signed a petition calling for a special session, during which lawmakers could consider impeaching Republican Governor Eric Greitens. House Speaker Todd Richardson did not provide specific numbers Thursday, but said well over a majority of Republicans are on board. He also anticipates overwhelming support from Democrats. Three-quarters of each chamber of the legislature must sign off before the regular legislative session ends on May 18th for a special session to happen. Greitens is to go to trial May 14th on a felony indictment accusing him of taking a compromising, unauthorized photo of a woman with whom he had an affair. He also faces a felony charge related to his use of a charity donor list for his gubernatorial campaign. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens appointees to the State Board of Education appear unlikely to be confirmed by the Senate. Fellow Republican Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard on Thursday affirmed that Greitens' nominee, Eddie Justice, won't be brought up again for confirmation. Several senators said they would block a vote on him during debate Tuesday. Greitens has clashed with senators for stacking boards with appointees in order to enact policy changes. The State Board of Education has been a particular point of contention. Richard on Thursday said he expects Justice and other board appointees to be filibustered if brought up again for confirmation votes. Richard is among lawmakers who have called for Greitens to resign because he's facing two felony charges. Governor Eric Greitens is hoping that a Cole County judge will block Attorney General Josh Hawley from further investigating him on any matter, including a current probe into the use of a donor list he allegedly used to raise money for his run for governor. Marshall Griffin reports.
Hawley publicly called on Greitens to resign after a Missouri House committee released a report detailing physical and sexual abuse that Greitens allegedly committed during an extramarital affair he had in 2015. Hawley also said at a press conference last week that he found evidence that Greitens had wrongfully used a list of donors from the Mission Continues charity he founded. Greitens' attorney, Jim Bennett, says Hawley's statements will make it hard for the governor to get a fair trial next month on an invasion of privacy charge. But John Sauer with the Attorney General's office argues that Hawley has the duty as a statewide elected official to call on the governor to resign based on the allegations made against him. Judge John Beadham has not yet ruled on the restraining order. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Health officials say there are now 10 reported cases of measles in Missouri, including three students. Department spokesman Bill Snook says the three students with the virus attend Liberty Public Schools. The Kansas City Star reports that the Kansas City Health Department plans to announce 7 more exposure sites in the Kansas City area. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.